Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All aboard!
Start the weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Is it party time already?
Already?
That's crazy.
That sounds crazy.
That's outrageous.
I love it.
I'm kidding, I love it.
She loves it.
Yeah, we like it too.
Does everybody have to be crazy today?
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
It's a happy Friday.
It is a happy, happy Friday.
Game of Thrones ends this Sunday.
That is the most outrageous.
Oh, this is crazy. It's fun like in that movie.
Everybody, happy Friday.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Damn, that's cray cray in a good way right there.
TGIF. One more hour to go until most people get off work. Second hour, though, the Bobby Mack Electric radio program. Great to have you along. It is Friday. That means it is the free-for-all, the all-skate. So here on Friday, anything you want to talk about is fair game. You're good to go. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307 and my email address bob@1063word.com. I could give you the code word and I could do it in code, which happens to be the key word for this hour in the $1,000 bankroll contest. Wednesday, 6 o'clock hour, Samuel Bishop in Sparkle City became our latest winner, number 4. Scored $1,000. Hope to add your name to the winner's list next. So just send that keyword, code, C-O-D-E, which is code for code, to 72881 and get your name in the hat in the $1,000 bankroll contest. One other note about Lisa's call and my comment about how they fouled up, how the coup plotters fouled up in not leaving themselves plausible deniability when they went to the FISA court. What I mean by that, I ought to be more clear in what I was trying to say. When they made the application to the FISA court, to be able to say we were just doing our job and investigating these reports, we had no way of knowing whether this information was accurate or not. So we were just following through like good patriotic DOJ and FBI folks in conducting this investigation and going to the FISA court. Had they told the FISA court when they applied for the warrant to spy on the Trump campaign, which was renewed several times, by the way, by the FISA court, had they told the judge, we have this dossier put together by this former British spy, Michael Steele. Had they then elaborated, which they knew where the Steele dossier came from. They knew that it had been composed by Michael Steele at the behest of Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS, and that the DNC and Hillary's campaign had paid them to put it together. Were they to have told the FISA court judge, we have this dossier from Michael Steele with all these salacious allegations. However, as the FISA court judge, you should also be aware, we know that this was paid for by Donald Trump's opposition candidate in the Democrat Party, then the FISA court judge would have laughed him out of chambers. You're bringing me all this information? You want to get a warrant to spy on the opposition's campaign and the basis for your warrant is information that was paid for by his opponent? You got to be kidding me. I'm not going to issue a warrant for that. And this is where the catch-22 comes in. Because if they had told the FISA court judge, they never would have gotten a warrant in the first place. If they didn't tell the FISA court judge, they knew where the Steele dossier came from and who paid for it, then they were running the risk of being exposed as they have been now. So they were kind of between a rock and a hard place. Too bad. In on the text line, Bobby, is Annie okay? Haven't heard from her in a while. Thanks. Let's get Money Penny, who has been in closer contact with Little Annie than I have, to get a health update on Little Annie.
She is healing nicely.
Okay. We ought to get her on the phone one day and get it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, I can see if she's available.
Okay. Why don't you do that? Yeah, send her a text.
Will do.
And see if she's available to talk, and we'll find out how her recuperative powers are kicking in terms of her hip replacement surgery. But last we heard, she was doing okay. She was walking around the block and doing the rehab and all the things that you need to do. Hi, Bob. I may be visiting Memphis this summer. Do you recommend visiting Graceland? I've never seen Elvis's home. I absolutely recommend visiting Graceland. You will be surprised in a lot of ways. One, when you bear in mind that Graceland was built way back nearly, I guess, 70 years ago in the 1950s, was originally built by a Memphis doctor. And Elvis bought it from him for, I think, about $50,000. Be surprised at how small the rooms are because of the period in time when it was built, you know, when houses were a little more chopped up. They didn't flow the way they do today. The other thing that's pretty amazing about Graceland is it's kind of like stepping into a time capsule. Because Graceland today, Elvis's home, is exactly as it was on the day he died in August of 1977. The interesting thing about it is that Ginger Alden, who was his girlfriend at the time, had convinced Elvis to totally update and redo everything that was in Graceland. And it was to begin, the revamping of Graceland was to begin the day after Elvis passed away. So, yeah, by all means, you should visit Graceland. Bob, the FISA court judge should be held accountable for negligence. Well, I don't know if it's the judge's fault if the prosecutors are deliberately withholding information from that judge. But I guess you could make that case that the judge was not aggressive enough in saying, where's this Steele dossier come from? Would have been a simple question to ask, right? Bobby, now that we hear what is possible with the federal government, it puts new insight into the complaints raised by Ross Perot when he claimed being spied on when he ran for president. Bingo! Bullseye! As Ross himself might have said. About bad to the bone bumper music earlier, Bobby. You are bad to the bone. Gotcha. We go to the phones when I come right back here on the Bobby Mac Show, the TGIF edition, Friday free for all. 4:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Stay right there. Coming right back. Hey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's what we do, especially on Friday. 21 after 4 here in the Bobby Mac Show. And as promised, let's get to the phones. Alan is next up. Alan is in Reenville. Hi, Alan, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all. Great to have you here.
Happy Friday. Let's talk back about the FISA court, and in this case, whoever the judge is.
Right.
All right. My understanding is these judges are to be the elite of elite judges.
Yeah, that's my impression as well. And for the most part, their identities are secret.
Right. And so in the processes since this court has come about, my understanding is there's been tens of thousands approved warrants.
Yes.
Okay. We now, really for one of the first times, have information, more information than any other one that I'm aware of or ever heard even discussed as to what's going on in these particular ones. Now, my further understanding is this one was originally declined, and then when they provided a secondary source from Yahoo News, it was approved.
That could be. I don't know that for a fact. I do know
that
they did tell the FISA court judge that they had another source to try and give their application more credibility, and that source was a story that was published on Yahoo News, and that reporter got the information that he used in the story directly from Michael Steele. So all the information came from the same source.
All right, I'm back to the judge then.
Okay.
If indeed I am a judge and I read that and I come across some of the things that we it's available to us are in there.
Right.
And I approve that. I mean, who am I dealing with?
Yeah.
I mean, really? In other words, this is the basis of why you're going to allow an American to be listened to because of this that has a let me say this. Do you think out of those 40,000 that this is the only one? In terms of what abuses have been going on within the FISA court.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
This is a
tip of the iceberg.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
To me, this is not being discussed because it is being protected, and maybe even some cases, I think, it's being protected because of the aspects of security, okay? But indeed, if you empower a court like this to have secret judges, and the first time we get very much information of a FISA application, and it's obviously the level of absolute everything that you can say is wrong. That's what we know right now about one. Well, based on that, who's to say that 39,000 of them aren't like that?
Yeah, exactly. And you've touched on, Alan, something that has been a point of emphasis for me, and that is to jack it up a level or two. The problem is the problems consist of what was done by the FBI, the DOJ, by Brennan at CIA, in the applications for these FISA warrants. That was obviously wrong. But none of this would have happened if the Patriot Act had not been passed by Congress, giving these secretive powers to people who are unaccountable to the American citizen.
Yeah, and it's got to be looked at for all of the reasons.
Renewed the Patriot Act.
And I know that. But there's got, in other words, to me, if indeed you're going to empower people to have this kind of opportunity and authority, then if somebody does abuse it, then the consequences have to be severe. So I'm back.
I would agree.
Either that judge is inept. He is either inept, or how many liberal judges do we have that are happy to be doing what's happening? And that's my question. These guys are secret.
Right. And your point's well taken. If there's no accountability in the process as it's constructed, when the process is abused, then there has to be accountability on the other end.
Yeah, we don't even know who they are. You know, I don't know. Maybe, you know, I don't, you know, I do know there's been situations. Maybe Trump ought to appoint a presidential commission to review the FISA court.
Yeah.
You know, something that would actually, because again, I'm back to the sampling. Right now we have one sample. Clearly there's abuse in this one sample. What about the other 40,000?
And we know, well, let me amend what I was about to say. I started to say we know. We believe we know from informed sources who are in a position to know that there have been previous FISA warrants for spying on people like Mitch McConnell, on other other high-profile politicians who all, purely through coincidence, I'm sure, just happen to be members of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
This is truly scary. I mean, this is banana republic stuff.
It is. And again, we know, what we absolutely know is this. There were people in very high levels of authority within the FBI, DOJ, and State Department that absolutely had an agenda and have abused their power.
Yes.
There's already been some initial steps of dismissal, all those kind of things. Of
right. McCabe has gone and some others. Right.
If indeed, and again, I have a hope because I think it would be good for the country and be what's right. I have a hope that Durham will initiate some indictment against the first person.
Yeah. Because you're right. When that shoe drops, then watch everybody run for cover. I mean, they're already running for cover, but that'll set off the stampede of the lemmings over the cliff.
That's right, because once somebody's put under oath and the questions start to be asked, then, you know, the conversation, it's going to shift. Now, time will tell what that means, you know, based on everything we've ever seen. But for the moment, I feel about as good as we can. Right?
Yeah, I agree. I long for the day, Alan, when Comey and Brennan and Clapper and all of these individuals are asked that that historically famous question, what did you know and when did you know it?
Yeah.
And that'll be...
Right. They obviously acted with the absolute belief that they would never get caught.
Of course they did.
If that's the case, then the vulnerability of what they do, it will get exposed if that's the case. And of course, we all believe it for sure. And I think, you know, even the case of hearing a few times Trey Gowdy say a few things. Trey Gowdy knows things he can't say or won't say.
Sure he does. Yep.
And that's go. You read this, it's going to be clear. You read this, it's going to be clear. We'll see. So, yeah, have a great Friday.
You bet. Thanks, Alan. I appreciate it. And one more point, and that is the Clappers and the Brennans and the Comeys of the world, they didn't go off half-cocked on their own cooking this up, even if Brennan was the so-called mastermind behind this silent coup attempt. You think they would have tried this stuff on their own? Somebody substantially higher up the food chain, I think, signed off on this. And I don't want to mention any names, but I believe the initials of the guy who started all this are Barack Hussein Obama. 4:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Patrick's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. Keyword again for this hour, code, C-O-D-E.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, that's the way you do it. That ain't waking. Hit your golf ball off the big blue tee. Speaking of golf, if you're wondering about the PGA Tour this afternoon, a spoiler alert, because I'm about to give you the leaderboard, okay, tell you who's in the lead. Stunning, surprising news from the PGA. Brooks Koepka is still in the lead. Yes. Water is still wet and grass is still green. Brooks did make a bogey, finally. He is at 9 under par through 10 holes. He's 2 under for the day. Jordan Spieth had a really good round today. He shot 66, ended up alone in second place. He is finished with his round. He's at 5 under. Tied for second. I take that back because Adam Scott just made a birdie, so he's at 5 under also. And then tied at fourth at 4 under par, Daniel Berger, who also shot 66 today. DJ, Dustin Johnson, the world's number one player from right here in South Carolina, he's finished. He shot 67. He's tied fourth at 4 under par in good position. Tommy Fleetwood shot 1 under. Well, he's still on the course. He's 1 under through 14, and he is tied for fourth as well. Ricky Fowler playing pretty well today. He is at 3 under par, 2 under for the day. Find some other names of interest here. Keegan Bradley is at even par. Zach Johnson also at even par. Lefty Phil Mickelson is 1 over for the day, even par for the tournament, and he is finished at even par. He's done for the day. Lucas Glover from here in the upstate, former Clemson All-American, former U.S. Open champion, 1 under today, 1 over for the tournament, safely under the cut line. Where is Tiger? Tiger's been having some difficulties today. Let me see if I can find him here. Tiger is at 1 over for the day, 3 over for the tournament, and it looks as if right now the cut line will be at 3 over par. So Tiger right now through 10 is 1 over for the day and 3 over for the tournament, but he can't afford any more mistakes, okay? In on the text line, 71307, Bobby, this is 13Q Jim from Pittsburgh. I'm so disgusted by all this unlawfulness by these FBI and DOJ people. I would say, as has been said before, line them all up, shoot them all, and let God sort them out. Bobby, water is not wet. It's not? This comes as a shocking revelation to me. Hey, Bob, if these guys ever get caught, they'll just plead the fifth. One other thing, and I can't emphasize this enough, what in the bleep is environmental racism? According to the left, when you are constrained by your economic circumstances, that is to say you're a low-income individual, and you happen to live near the fertilizer plant, and your health suffers as a result of the emissions from that fertilizer plant, that is environmental racism.
racism. Okay. Bob, on the show, you ought to start a contest with about, say, 20 or 30 of the players' names in this treason play. People can pick one of the players, naming who they think will commit, in air quotes, suicide first. The winner or winners can get a little prize. Bob, Obama, just another narcissistic frontman, more like Valerie Jarrett. Actually, more like George Soros would be my guess. Bobby, no one smart enough to make it in the swamp in D.C. starts a coup without lots of cover from the top. Now, this will go on forever, Bob. Nothing will ever be done. Not according to what we're hearing from Bill Barr. During a portion of an interview with the Fox News Channel that aired on today's edition of The Story with Bill Hemmer, the AG said that whether government officials abuse their power should be looked at. He also said, and I quote, "A lot of the answers have been inadequate, and I've also found that some of the explanations I've gotten don't hang together." Those are four words of foreboding for the members of the Ku Klan. The attorney general said, "I've been trying to get answers to questions, and I found that a lot of the answers have been inadequate. And I've also found that some of the explanations I've gotten don't hang together." I guess that would be a reference to Comey and McCabe and some of the others wrapping themselves in the flag as great patriots. Comey, of course, wrote that book with the narcissistic title, A Higher Calling. See, he's the patriot in all of this, right? The bad guy is Donald Trump. Comey and Brennan and Clapper and all the rest of them, they're the heroes, don't you know? So maybe those are some of the explanations he's gotten that don't hang together. By saying, well, we were just conducting a routine investigation. We had no knowledge of whether this information was correct or not, and we had a legal duty to investigate it. Horse hockey. They knew exactly where the Steele dossier came from Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS, paid for by Hillary. The AG continued, so in a sense, I have more questions today than I did when I started out. I think people have to find out what the government was doing during that period. If we're worried about foreign influence, for the very same reason we should be worried about whether any government officials abuse their power and put their thumb on the scale. The AG added, I'm not saying that happened, but I'm saying that we have to look at that. Kind of interesting that he would reference looking at whether the Russians influenced the election and comparing that with the other side of the coin, we should be worried about whether government officials abuse their power. Because in the oath of office that they take, doesn't it make a reference somewhere to all enemies, foreign and domestic? Let's hope that the Attorney General is not involved in an accident as the investigation continues. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mac Show. Stand by. When we come back on the other side, we'll get to today's edition of Amazing True Facts here on the Friday Free-for-All.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, then.
Welcome back. Here we go. It's 9 before 5 in the Bobby Mack Show, the TGIF edition, the Friday free-for-all, and time for today's edition of, well, here's Gary Goodvoice.
Time to feel good. It's Bobby Mack's good news.
Yes, indeedy. Well, I don't know about you, but to me, nothing says luxury like being surrounded by chalupas. Huh? Our friends at Taco Bell. Yeah, this is here's a dream come true. Taco Bell has just announced it's opening a new luxury hotel this summer. It will be called, how original is this, The Bell. It'll be opening in Palm Springs, California for a limited time, starting on August the 9th. If you're interested, reservations will open up next month. In fact, I believe we have the commercial that has been put together for the Taco Bell Luxury Hotel. Can we roll that commercial, please?
Front desk. Hey, we have a problem in our bathroom.
You're in the back room?
No, the bathroom.
Would you like to try the new $1 loaded nacho taco?
No, the toilet's backed up.
It's only $1.
No.
It's loaded with nachos and tacos.
I'm loaded right now because I ate in your restaurant earlier. Help me out. The toilet's backed up.
We're a little backed up down here, too. Do you mind coming down to the lobby?
I gotta go.
All right.
Well, hopefully that won't be a representative example of the luxurious environment you'll find at the new Taco Bell Hotel. Could the dining room table go extinct in our lifetimes? According to a new survey, three-quarters of us grew up eating dinner basically every night at the dining room table. Now, that is down to less than half, specifically 48%. Yeah, that's right. The majority of people don't eat dinner at the dining room table. So that leaves the question, where are we eating? Just about every place else. 30% of people say they eat dinner on the couch. Only 12% of people ate on the couch growing up. 17% say they eat in a bedroom. Wow. Sounds comfortable, at the very least. Only 6% of people did that growing up. The survey also found 20% of people cook every single day, and 50% cook at least 4 times a week. Okay, you can figure out where your family factors into that equation. Now, I'm not saying I want this number to be higher, but second place just always stings a little bit, right? A new global survey of 124,000 people found the average American gets drunk 50 times a year. Let's see, 350, yeah, well, you do the math. The only country that overindulges more than that, the UK, they get drunk 51 times a year, so it's just about a photo finish. That is basically once a week. The worldwide average for drunkenness is 33 days a year, so Americans get drunk about 50% more than that. Here are the 10 countries that get drunk the most. The UK, 51 days a year. The US of A, 50. Canada, right behind us at 48. Australia, 47. Denmark, 42. India, 41. Ireland, 41st. Wait a minute. Ireland is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ireland is 7th. Mexico is next with 38 days a year. The Czech Republic at 37. And Finland at 35. 98% of adults who were polled have tried alcohol at least once in their life, including 86% have had alcohol in the last year. Speaking of which, a brewery in North Carolina asked for help trying to find their stolen van. They really understand at this brewery what motivates folks. Monday morning, someone stole a van from the Unknown Brewing Company right up the road in Charlotte. So they posted a picture of the van on Twitter and asked for help finding it. And they offered a reward of free beer, specifically a keg of beer, on them. A woman named Caroline spotted it on the street and let the brewery and the cops aware of where it is. Cops are now trying to track down the thieves. Caroline will be getting her free beer. They posted the picture of the van and said, "We guess people take Live Without Boundaries seriously. Three fine citizens," sarcasm on, "stole one of our vans this morning. Please help find it and share. Whoever finds it, Brad, will buy you a keg party. If you stole it and bring it back, you'll also get a keg party." The van was found within 42 minutes. Well, folks were incentivized, you might say. There you go. There's today's amazing true facts. Stand by because we kick off the weekend and the 5 o'clock follies on the other side of the news, and we are mere minutes away from the next keyword in the $1,000 bankroll contest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.